But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Scripture speaking is projected. Everybody, I need your rapt attention. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Just pay attention. Let's read together at the count of three. One, two, three, go. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. This is a very powerful truth God is about to bring to us, and I need our rapt attention. No matter who you are in this hall tonight, no matter what part of the world you are following us from, there is something that you have built your strength around. There is an area every man feels like, I try in this area. So there are many areas where you can score yourself low, but there are certain places where the confidence of men jacks up anytime the appraisal is done on those credentials. And the great teacher took time to do exegesis. He began to list different components that people use as basis to hope that they'll be successful. So he says the race, the first position is not going to be given to the fastest person. Just in case your own strength in time is speed, you have found out that what takes your mate 5 years, it takes you 1 year to do. He says that at the end of the race, the reason why any man will prevail the winner, it is not the advantage of speed. He went further in the neck and began to show different pillars that men built their confidence on. And he says that not the battle to the strong. In case what you have is the security of fortification, you have friends in high places. On the strength of that, the networking and the confidence that your social circle affords you, you have some level of rest. He says in the day of war, when they test you, your strength will be small because you will not prevail on the strength or on the ground of strength. Then it went further and say, neither yet bread to the wise. It is not the guy who always takes first in the class that will emerge as the prosperous one, according to the narrative of destiny. So there were many people who topped a previous stage of life. As far as primary school were concerned, they were even head boys. People thought they were probably going to be the most successful as regarding that race in that generation. But then there are other phases of life that you can be a champion in one phase, then the next phase shows you are a slave. Have you heard of people who pass all their temly exams but cannot pass jump? For some reason, you know this guy is intelligent. What is your problem? You are the one doing all these things. Yet, all, even the dundee in the class has now gotten admission. And guru head boy is still waiting behind. There is something in life. Oh, tell somebody by your side, be humble. No. Say it like you mean it. Be humble. Just in case you are currently prevailing in this stage, life comes in seasons and in phases. And scripture summarizes my discourse with these two words, time and chance. So you can be doing something now and the time of that thing will come and pass. And although you are good in that thing, but the time of that thing has passed. In primary school, you might be a mathematics guru. I'm trying to build a foundation, follow me. And the mathematics demand of that primary school, basic arithmetics, maybe nursery school, they say 2 minus 1, you say 1. They say 1 minus 2. You say he cannot. And they are clapping. They say, this guy is a genius. But then you enter another phase where they introduce you to a subject matter called number line. And inside number line, you will learn that there are negative numbers. You who said it cannot yesterday and they clapped for you. You say it cannot in SS1 and they flogged you. Because the answer of last season is wrong in the next season. You can be a champion yesterday, but what made you a champion yesterday can cause punishment tomorrow. This is why, as far as these matters are concerned, I beg you, tell somebody again, be humble. You will soon find out that beauty that you are holding, it fails in the beauty pageant of life. You will find the things that attract kings. It's not just appearance. There are hallowed incense, fragrances that are powered by spirits. These are the things. A king has seen all kinds of shade of beauty. So it will not be appearance again. Today I share an ancient secret that categorizes men into cadres across centuries and across generations. If you disregard the things I share with you, you leave your life to chance. If you pay attention, you can predict life. What makes for two farmers to plant side by side? The only thing divided their farmland is a line. Yet one entered in harvest and brought large tubers of yam out of the ground. Another one went, and after the same time spent, same effort put, they are bringing out small. Even the land is prophesying something to man. What makes 7 soldiers stand in the same line and an enemy shot a bullet that he didn't target anybody? A stray bullet passed. Everybody wore helmets. Everybody wore everything that is the standard dress code. What gave that bullet the particular candidate it should strike? What becomes the advantage of a young man, a young woman? You have now gone to school. Now you have graduated. But unfortunately, what the school did not tell you is that you are not the only one that graduated. There are over 500 engineers that only your school alone produced. And all of them will come out bearing a certificate carrying the name of your school. The only difference is the class of degree and your particular name on it. And any door that they said graduates apply, you will find out that other schools too graduated over 500 too. So for one slot, more than 2 million people will come and apply. And in that 2 million, the chances that you will have first class up to 100,000 is very high. So if your strength was wisdom that I showed you among the different exegesis that the wise master did, it's that in the face of that selection process, you are handicapped because life has produced many copies of you. So what then is the strength of man? Now in that same exam you went to, that somebody from your own school too that had the same 2-1 that you have also came there, and the only difference between you and him now is only the name on the certificate. What advantage do you have over that person? You are painting, you are drawing. There is one new style, how to increase this. Why you are doing that? Remember, you are not the only one that have makeup skill. Go to YouTube and you will find out you are a learner. People can make up and you want to pay their bride price. Or is it there is a challenge somewhere? If you put your strength on any of these things, life can replicate it in numbers. So in the exam of life, you will find out you are not the only one that is qualified. So it was on such matters that the great teacher deliberated upon. And he came to the submission in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. He said, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. It was not that fast guy that won the race at the end. He says, the battle is not to the strong. It's not that strong guy that we thought would prevail. He was not the one who won. He says, neither yet bread to the wise. Those who live in pleasures and abundance are not always the ones who seem like the wisest and the smartest. He says, nor yet riches to men of understanding. Nor yet favor to men of skill. I need you to read this with me, so I'll be sure you are following me. Let's read the last line there. 1, 2, go. But time, come on, Anakazo, say it like you mean it again. Time and chance. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Jesus, there is something, there is something that differentiates man. If you pay attention today, you will know what to add to all your labor. The difference between the man who labors and at the end of the day his labor becomes the labor of the foolish. And scripture says it wearieth all of them. So at the end of 30 years, you find out you have gone to the school. Now you have a doctorate degree and your result never opened any door for you. The Antichrist told you during your youthful days that if you can labor very well only on this, that you have a good life. And the secret I have found out is that any man that does not make obeisance to a power, no support is given to him. So if you want to be unrighteous, my counsel for you, in all sincerity, be unrighteous very well so that Satan can reward you. If you want to be holy, be really holy. The people who are going to face the real challenge are those who put one leg in God and one leg in the world. No system is supporting you. Satan is claiming, I don't trust you. If I help you, you might say it's God that gave it. God is also saying, I cannot share my glory with anybody. So as far as you are concerned, there is no support that enables your rising. Unfortunately, the greatest chunk of Christians are in that space. One leg in God, one leg in the world. No system can power your rising. So they torment a man and frustrate him to the extent that he say, I'm tired. Please, I don't know. Is there anything I can sign my allegiance to you so that you can just support me? That's what you call blood money. It was never about actually covenant of blood. It was the fact that it is a life that was exchanged for money. So they say, you want to give us your full attention? He says, yes. You would follow all the yes. Do you agree to be sleeping with young ladies and be making sure that you use this money we are giving you as an evangelistic tool to put them in layers of compromise? Yes. The day you stop doing that, the money will dry. Yes. So they subscribe an apostle into darkness. Now you don't know why the man, his wife is beautiful for God's sake. You don't know why he needs to always be around people hoping that you will be in a season of challenge. Then he rears his ugly head and offers you a deal you cannot say no to. And all is, this is the secret that powers the multiplication of his substance. These are the people who have decided, and unfortunately there are many apostles like that online, on Instagram, on Snapchat. They are your celebrities and you are happy. Every time they come out, their life is an apostasy to the positions of God. So as touching the matters of decency, of nobility, of moral integrity of families and of society, they are responsible for why people are like the way people are on the street. If you want to know why a young boy dresses callously, go and check Davido and Wizkid. They don't know that they are molding a generation, and they don't know that their reward is towards the labor of a generation. If you check the terrain of spirituality and you want to see the unique species of Christians, go and check Apostle Arome, check Apostle Michael Ropo, check Apostle Joshua Selman. They are the current people currently molding the body of Christ in their generation. Their judgment too will be very heavy if they mold a shape that is not consistent with the blueprint. If you want to check why, if people pass the streets, there is an air of seduction, go and look at your female celebrities and see what they allow Satan use their life as theaters to civilize a generation that this is the standard way of dressing. And you do not know that that thing that is on the screen is a lecture for the life on the streets. Very soon, you will find the same thing that was far in the television screen is now by your neighborhood. And it is an intelligence of the princes. This is why it is important for the princes to bless them with resources, so that they can continue this voracious and aggressive evangelism. Now, Big Brother Niger is on the screens. And it amazes me how it is the candidates over the years, from the reports I get, the candidate that violates the customs of the land and the customs of Zion as much as possible, that becomes the people's choice. Some of you already have your candidates. Our pastor said something. If you are doing that thing, you're not part of the dose. Don't ever say you. Don't dream about any angel. In fact, they catch you. Then you go and sit down so that Gentiles, unbelievers, can put their life on a display. So that a careless young lady who dressed very loosely and lasciviously is out there. There are those who are trying as much as possible to do anything for desperation just to win. And that becomes, we do not know that after, please, how long is that program? You know now, don't pretend, just how long does it take quickly? How many months? Thank you. Let me share something with you very quickly. You see that 3 months? There was an intelligence inside that provision of time. 3 months is enough time to make something a habit in your life. Let me tell you something about princes and numbers. They have dealt with the human race for a long time to know the breaking point of every man's zeal. They know that if you can strong, and that's your strength, if you stand long enough and you break a threshold, the possibility of fall is very small from then going forward, because you have entered autopilot mode from then. And let me tell you, one strategic number in the spirit is 21. 7 in 3 places. And that 7 is 3 places, is the number of 3 different entities uniting together in one. It is the unity of the fellowship of the Godhead. It is 21 days it will take Daniel to do strategic intercession so that the power of the air of Pasha can be broken. 21 days, and Gabriel finally on that day, the prayer quorum was enough for an angel to assess the space where a prince in darkness had hold. Anything you practice consistently for 21 days becomes a habit. If you doubt me, try anything and see. Just try it for 21 days. From 22 days onward, something in you will be pushing you to go and mark register. But then they found a way to put the numbers together, and for approximately 90 days he will be watching. Go and check. You don't know that many of you will fornicate. You will fornicate inside this big brother Niger, because what spirits call sin is not only action, it is the state of your heart. Scripture says if you look at a woman lustfully after her, you have committed adultery with her in your heart already. But some of you, you are not only going to that one, you do that every day. You are a fornicator on that ground. But then inside this series, see what will happen to you. And I pray it does not happen to you. While you will be watching one day, as you are watching, you will see two Philistines in that screen socializing and talking. Then your heart will begin to desire that something will happen. That desire there, spirit will carry the desire and document it as your action. Because it is your will that be gratified, even against the counsel of God. In that screen, you will find many things that will defy the ordinance of God. And if you are not careful, you will add strength to it. Those of you who will vote, I pity you. Your own resources have strengthened the oracles of darkness. And in the day where they want to check who are those who erected this altar and the throne of Babel in a civilization as ours, your name will come along the people whose resources powered all the harvest of negative inclination. You did not even sponsor evangelism. You didn't sponsor mission. You sponsored the expansion of hell. I can see a kind of gaze in many people's faces. You know what? I don't care. The reason why I don't care is this. In your heart of heart, you know I'm saying the truth. No matter how bitter it's sounding, you know I'm telling you the truth. When it's all said and done, after all the noise is ending, and after all this pressure has finished, I will tell you something I found out recently. I found out that eternity is forever. I found out even after 1 billion years pass, in that realm of eternity, I am just starting. I found out that the forever of eternity cannot be factored into any portion of time. It is even a trillion centuries come and pass, I will still remain in whatever state that my lifestyle put me into. And I thought of how the sorrows of hell can be for me in that kind of unending level of existence. And what took a man there? 65 years of physical existence took you to forever. Forever of a negative posture. Many of us, the challenge today is money. You are just trying by all means. Anywhere you want to enter, and you are forgetting that what shall it profit a man if you gain. I wish those big brother Niger people can listen to my tape, this particular one. The winner who will win that, after the person is done winning, I pray God help to listen to what I'm sharing tonight. Because the end of what you gain, what you lost was your soul. And the value of your soul cannot be come. In 50 years, that money is spent already. In fact, 50 years is too much. A very unguarded young man with an unchecked expense, one night, you blow it. In fact, you will forget that he was once rich. But then the crack that has happened to his soul. I'm begging somebody tonight, and I'm appealing to you. The whole essence of this teaching tonight is to dedicate our attention again to the things that matter, the things that are important to the courts of the spirit. So if a man does not have any kind, please be seated, any kind of investment with God, although he labored, but his labor is the labor of the foolish. What becomes of our advantage from today going forward? When you go for that exams, where over 1,000 candidates are coming, everybody did the same thing you did, they also read. You go for that job interview, where over 1 million people are applying for and they need only 50 people. What becomes your advantage? What is the advantage of the farmer who had a bountiful harvest and the one who is struggling at the day of harvest? Scripture says time and chance happens to them all. What becomes the differentiating factor? What happens to parents who are both responsible people and give birth to children that they tried as much? Look, the things I share tonight, I have seen it play out in many families. They raise these children with all kinds of care and detailed attention, yet the inclination of this child is towards ungodliness day by day. And the parents don't know where this nature is coming from. Now the child is now the headache for the parent. What becomes the difference between the other woman, the neighbor, who does not even stay at home like you, yet her children are not wayward? Where is this differentiating factor coming from? Somebody comes and looks at you. He is looking for one person. They want to buy something. You are selling it in your shop, yet they walk past your shop as though they cannot see it there, and they are going to another shop that is farther than your own. What is differentiating the results in men? And every day you are seeing this handwriting playing out, and we don't want to sit down and say, Lord, what is going on? What is happening around me? I am also supposed to enjoy this. They say, I need one candidate. Your own friend was the person they asked. Your friend cannot remember you. He is now thinking and saying, I wish I had somebody. Then he came and met you after 1 week, after the opportunity has passed. And he said, Kai, I forgot to see something that you should have benefited from. This is the experience of many people. Because in the day of their transition, there are other factors that makes for success that was not in their beck and call. Would you continue to leave the whole situation to chances? Leave the whole narrative of your life to try and error? Or tonight we will find that missing ingredient. What is it that I must add to this degree? What must I add to this farm? What must I add to this poultry? What must I add to this beauty? What must I add to this business that can become for me my advantage? You must add something, believe me. So all men went to farm. They labored all through the day. Two of you went to bed. One person is sleeping. Another person got up in the middle of the night and said, God of heaven and earth, a cattle on 1,000 hills are yours. I have labored. Please, without your help, all my labor will still count for nothing. I dedicate my farm to you. In the day of harvest, you will find the secret of those few words that one person spoke. You will not be able to tell the kind of difference you will find between them. One person had the God factor. Another person ran with the energy of humanity alone. And the arm of flesh will fail man. In every family represented here, there are one or two witches, active practicing witches in the lineage, who are busy x-raying the lives of all the people in the bloodline and checking them out every night to see those who aspire for greatness. And from time to time, arrows of attack are channeled to different quarters. And you live your life to chance as though the enemy are not at work. When you are done reading, Lord, thank you. I have labored, I have read. But I know that if you did not help me in this exam tomorrow, I know that he says it is useless to wake up early and sleep late at night only to eat the bread of sorrow. Is that the life story of people around you? Can you see that playing out in your parents' life? Get set. There is nothing new under the sun. What has happened will happen, says the teacher. If you want to know your future, look at your father's past. If nothing changes, if you don't add something to your own story, your father is who you will become. There are powers that molded his life. He too, he worked hard. He too, he stressed. But with all of his labor, something proved to him that the race is not to the swift. And they are waiting to prove the same thing to you too. Until somebody gets up tonight and say, Lord, I have rehearsed. I know I have been running this track over and over again. But if you don't give me speed, I don't trust myself. Lord, I know this boy is calling me every day. He's texting me. He's buying things. I know he loves me. But if you don't keep him for me, I can't keep him. I show you the way that men prevail. The difference between these two circumstances is that one person carried that labor and presented it to the altars of God. And at that time he did it, nobody saw him. Tomorrow you say you are lucky, and there is nothing like luck in the world. Somebody supported his own with an additional labor. So the whole protocol of Zion began to support him from a realm you are not aware of. You thought it was him that was standing in the interview like you came. You came alone. He came with Michael and Gabriel. They were standing beside him. And so even when they are asking other people to leave, he turned to walk away. And Michael, have you read the scripture that says the heart of kings are in his hands? He turned and the Lord put his thoughts in the heart of the people. They say, come back. What did you say is your name again? I have enjoyed these things. I'm not sharing things that are foreign. I have enjoyed the supernatural intervention. I have enjoyed the supernatural intervention. For my sake, exams have been canceled, though, for one person's sake. I woke up that morning and I said, Lord, is this how you love me? Has God ever said I love you to you? You will not hear any words. You just have one sweetness in your heart. That sweetness is his conversation. Whole faculty changed their calendar because one of the sons of God asked his father and said, if the heart of kings are in your hands, do me this one favor, if I find favor in your sight. And God says, you are asking me to alter the calendar of... Many of you think when you ask God for big things, it makes him angry. The bigger the request, it makes God... So you trust that I can do this thing? There are very few people that believe in God. Hebrews 11:6 is what I bring to you. It says, he that comes to him must first believe that he is. Fortunately, many people don't believe that God is. That diagnosis is unveiled in the face of their tribulations and their struggles in life. I think a year or two ago, I was having my rest somewhere in Goningora after a very powerful revival meeting. Just taking my rest, and armed robbers broke into the house violently. The door broke, shattered. And they took very, very horrible looking knives and other gadgets. Pastor Onu was there. Amen. In that moment, that is where you will know whether you believe that God is. He says, he that comes to him must first believe that he what? Is. Tell somebody is. Say is again. Is present, or is present with you anywhere that God is. We've been in Zaria in the heat of the Sharia crisis. That was when I was doing my undergraduate. And sometimes you'll just be somewhere in Com Market or somewhere in the off-key and bam, you hear that, man, the land is not safe again. And the person that is in front of you is a malam with a turban. Both of you just looking at yourself. In your heart you are saying, behave yourself. He too is just looking. If he makes any sudden move, you... Tell somebody God is. You know, for some people, your verdict is that he was. There was one time you used to know him. But now you have lost that security. Tell somebody God is. You know, I'm sharing these things because I see that the protocol of death has set course in the land. And if you keep your ears to the ground, you will find that death collided with many families lately. My last teaching was strategic by the Holy Ghost to equip men with the right tool to make that spirit turn back. So while I was teaching about the efficacy of the blood, it was because in the next week, there's going to be a window open for this strange principal spirit. Many families had near-death experience. Many people came near. Many people looked at death face to face like this, and death turned back from them. And many of them did not realize that this is the hand of God. Because for you, it looks like a routine. For somebody, there was a night that you know this night was not like the regular night. It was a night of warfare. There were collisions everywhere, and the whole struggle was to make sure you are not counted in the land of the living the next day. Yet you open your eyes and God prevailed. The spirit entered the terrain, but before he came, God gave his people shields. And he comes to different places. Some of you, your family is lucky to have you, because it was because of you that he didn't enter. So you were sleeping. Sleeping like everybody, and God open your eyes and say, somebody is trying to come. You dreamt and saw somebody, one of your relatives, somebody died, and you just got up and said, the blood of Jesus. All of a sudden, the person never came to say thank you. There's no need. This be the man that turned the world upside down. For your sake, decisions will be overturned. For your sake, you will find out that even the conclusions from the darkest covens can be broken. The Bible says, surely they will gather, but for your sake. Tell somebody God is. You know, there is a consciousness that this teaching is intending to bring to you. A consciousness of the presence of God. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, Elijah says, as long as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand. So conscious that part time, although men thought he was with them, this guy said, in case you don't know, I am before the throne. Before, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand. When he said that, he was standing before Ahab. But he told Ahab that you are not the one in my front. I'm standing before a throne. You tell somebody again, God is. Are you conscious of who is with you? Are you sure you carry that knowing that God is with you? In Psalm 16 verse 8, quickly just give me my scripture. Let me build something before we pray. Please, if you are here and you are a Christian, I want you to read it as loud as you can so that it will sink. Something will happen in this coming season. Something wants to hit us, but we must prepare. 1, 2, go. I am always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near and nothing can shake me. Do you see this deliverance? I am aware that God is. The knowledge of God's presence is what sin is intending to fight. To make you feel like God is far from you, and that feeling alone leaves you exposed.
you are inside the car now and the car is shaking. You are in the plane and the turbulence starts. People are shaking, but then you are more conscious of God than the plane. He says, I am always aware of the Lord's presence. Ah, Jesus. When you were lying down on that bed, did you have the feeling like you were lying down on the arms of God? Who can touch you now? These things come from a position of revelation. You know I am the apple of his eyes. God is checking my hair right now as I'm talking to you. He's just checking to see if his boy is doing well. If God touch you, you will know. And it's not about feeling. It is a consciousness you carry. So I take a step now. I don't know about you, but I have a knowing that anybody whose feet will land in that place I move my leg from is lucky. Because I left a stain of righteousness behind. It's a consciousness. If I shake you today, you are the only one that thought it was a handshake. As far as I'm concerned, it was impartation. I am so conscious that I carry something that per moment I maintain that consciousness. In the heat of temptation, the consciousness of God will give you strength. It was consciousness that Joseph drew strength from. And he says, how can I do this wickedness against God? He was conscious. That time where Satan said, nobody is seeing, it is because you are not conscious of God. If you are conscious, you will know, Abba, this person who took me through that sickness and kept me, this one standing by my side right now, how can I do this thing while he's watching me? This is what sin is hoping to do, to make you lose consciousness. So you think you are on your own, or the Holy Ghost is hidden somewhere. He says, I am always aware. Can you read that scripture again to yourself? Very quickly, 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17. Jesus. Nina kawo ya bo. Nina kawo ya bo. Serkin salama,
Serkin salama,
Serkin salama,
Serkin salama,
Nina kao godiaga reka,
Serkin salama,
Nina kao. Godia gareka,
Serkin salama,
Kene Serkin salama,
Serkin salama,
Kene Serkin salama,
Serkin salama,
salama, salama. Salama,
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 salama, salama.
So there is a measurable level of awareness you must have of God's presence. Carry that awareness to the bank job interview. Carry it to your wedding day. Because inside that your day of joy, somebody will come to afflict you. Make sure you are confident that God stands with me. Let me show you something so you will know the matters we deliberate on. In 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17, the troops of a Gentile army camped against the prophets, and their numbers were many, and it was enough for the heart of any man to fail. But while Elijah was confident, his servant was not aware of why confidence was with his master. So the only way to help him was to strengthen his assurance and his faith by an information. And so Elisha prayed to God, And this scripture was the prayer. Elijah prayed. Let's read together. One, two. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Are you sure you know that they that are with you are more? He says, he that is in me is greater. Enter the battlefield knowing he that is in me is greater. When they send the message of the uncle from the village that he said we shall see, don't argue. Go back inside and say, he that is in me is greater. It's greater. It's a knowing. It's a consciousness. And let me tell you something about the traffic rule of spirits. The more knowledge of a spirit in a territory is the more power of that spirit in that territory. You can stand here and be shouting, to hell with Amadioha, to hell with Shongo, as you do your hand like this in the west. You see, because of the quorum of believers that are within that space, it empowers the deity to execute its judgment. Mind you, the physical world is not for spirits. So until spirits find loyalists within a space, their entrance is illegal. It is on the strength of that his power is not in this space, because he has no loyalist here. But go and try that thing in the place where they believe in him. And this is the same way too. For the Holy Ghost to come, believers needed to pray. They needed to be asking. The reason is that, I think in Psalm 115, scripture says, the heavens, even the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. It's only men that can permit the motions of any spirit now. And it is by your level of commitment to the oracles of that spirit. If you are not aware and conscious of God, as powerful as God is, God will not still move. If you are not conscious of God, even in the face of your need for deliverance, your lack of consciousness becomes an impediment. Let me show you something very quickly. The scripture I just made reference to is Psalm 115 verse 16. It says, even the heaven of heavens belongs to the Lord, and the earth has he given to the sons of men. In Mark chapter 6 verse 5. Mark chapter 6 verse 5. Let's read together if you are a Christian. 1, 2, go. And Jesus could not do there mighty works, save that he laid hands upon few sick folks and healed them. Verse 6. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around the village teaching. Jesus, God, cannot do mighty works because people refuse to believe him. Do you understand the things we share tonight? It's about how conscious are you. Are you aware that God is mighty? If you are not aware, you can't experience a mighty God. Are you aware that God is a provider? If you are not aware, provision is not your experience. For he could not do any mighty work there because of their own belief. You know what that unbelief is? It's a posture of the heart tonight. There are many people here who cannot visualize God as their helper. They have never met Ebenezer before. They cannot visualize God as the lifter of men. And he that must come to him must first believe that he is. The things I bring to you tonight is a powerful tool that if you engage, you are going to intentionally work on your mind. Stay on scripture. Find where it was written. And when you find it, the system of the world has an advantage already. They have fooled your mind with many other information that are contrary to this position. So the first labor of a righteous man is to unlearn the civilizations of the broken world, so that you can take in the counsel of God as touching that subject matter. So the diseases of the Egyptians shall not come near you. But education in biology taught you about how malaria should enter your body. Once mosquito bite you, be expecting that malaria has been deposited, and with time, now you are sick. Instead of blood of Jesus as the first thing you are calling, or by your stripes, oh God, the first thing you are thinking is, the way mosquito even bite me, I knew I'm going to fall sick. A knowing, a consciousness has brought this result. Mind you, while you are complaining that it was because of the water I drank at Nasarawa, that's why I'm struggling with typhoid now. A madman has been drinking that water from the gutter directly since January until today. He's still working very strong. It is consciousness that has differentiated you. This is why in the program of the Antichrist, the first labor is education. To start educating the mind of the little child. Fill him up with knowledge that directly antagonizes the positions of God as touching the spiritual life. So the first labor of a man is to unlearn. I chose to believe God, though. I chose to believe God even though I have common sense. There are things I believe today that it only takes a fool to believe it. But the Bible says, who is it that seemeth to be wise in the things of this world? Let him become a fool so that he will be wise. The presence of the Lord is here. He is moving in this atmosphere. This is what I'm conscious of. The presence of Ebenezer is here. He is helping in this atmosphere. The presence of the lifter is here. He is lifting in this atmosphere. The presence of the creator is here. He is creating in this atmosphere. What dimension of God are you looking for? Is he here? If you can see him, you'll get it. He told Elijah, if you can see me when I'm being taken, there's nothing you will not receive. The Bible says all things are possible. Can you visualize the presence? Are you conscious of what you carry? Are you conscious of what supports you? Are you conscious of the protocol of Zion that has been deployed to make sure that you arrive well? The presence of the Savior is here. He is saving in this atmosphere. Anytime I get scared, the presence of the warrior is here. He's fighting in this atmosphere. God is living inside you now. Anywhere you go, that's where God goes. You are carrying him. You are carrying him. Anakazo, lift up your voice in 5 minutes and invoke different altars of God. Invoke dimensions. Is it the healer? Is it the lifter? Is it the provider? Is it the destiny helper? There are many dimensions.
The presence of the Lord is here. He's moving in this atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here.
It's a good time to pray now. You can invoke altars. A voice from Zion is calling my name. It's calling my name. I hear a voice. A voice from Zion is calling my name. Calling my name. I hear a voice. A voice from Zion is calling my name. It's calling my name. I hear a voice. A voice from Zion is calling my name. It's calling my name. I hear a sound. It's a sound from Zion. It's calling my name.
It's calling my name.
I hear the sound. A sound from Zion. It's calling my name.
It's calling my name.
We are not scared to answer you on this subject matter. We have a God. We are conscious of his presence. For if he does not deliver us, let the fire consume us. And when they threw them into the furnace, Nebuchadnezzar looked and he said, was it not 3 men that I casted into the flames? I see 4 men. There is a 4th man that stands with them. There is somebody that is standing with them. They were never alone. They were never alone. There was the 4th man in the fire. I am not alone. I am not alone. When I go through the waters, it will not overshadow me. Through the fire, it will not consume me. I am not alone. I know, I know, I know. I am guarded. I know I'm not alone. No matter how hard, no matter how dangerous Nigeria becomes, I am not alone. Angels are walking ahead of me. My protocols are angels. And he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, lest you dash your feet against the stone. Thank you.
So blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow, 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 blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Say, blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind.
Just as you are, that's who I am. You are the mighty God. I am a mighty man. Just as you are, that's who I am. You are the mighty God.
I know who is with me.
I am a mighty man.
Just as you are.
Just as you are.
That's who I am.
That's who I am. You are the mighty God.
I am a mighty man.
I am a mighty man.
Just as you are.
Just as you are. That's who I am.
You are a
The next time they try you, the next time they rear their ugly head in your dreams or in physical, and fear wants to enter, as you sense that fear, don't be quiet. You too, invoke something. Become conscious. And there are ways you can invoke. One of the ways is to chant. I'm not alone. To yourself, I'm not alone. Lord is strong in this place. us, Holy Ghost, touch, 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 everywhere, by your power, touch, touch, by fire, fire, fire upon men, fire upon women. Please help them, help them, help them. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, over your people. I spread my hands on them now by fire. I witness the touch of the Lord upon them now. 1, 2, 3. Now,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
When you are there, 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 when you are there.
Before we go, there is one quick assignment I must do. Everybody lay your hands on yourself. You can touch any part of your body, your head or any area. I want to beckon upon the Lord of hosts. He is going to vest his presence upon people like a gushing flow of fire. There are certain people here who have been struggling with the spirit of fear. Fear of many things. And that spirit is a person. It has ears and it can hear. Now by the power of the Spirit, at the count of three, I declare a visitation of fire upon every altar. 1, 2, 3. Now upon them. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Help them, help them, help them. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Everywhere, everywhere. Please help them, help them.
When you are there, when you are there,
I challenge the spirit of fear.
When you are there,
I challenge the spirit of fear. Wherever you are, hear my voice by fire at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Now out, out, out. Please, ushers, help them, help them. There are certain impactations going on. I declare now the spirit of grace and excellence, the spirit of grace and excellence comes upon people as an atmosphere at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Now take it, take it, take it. Lastly, lend me your attention. Scripture says the righteous shall be as bold as a lion. Before we go, all hands lifted in sign of surrenderedness. Holy Ghost, baptize your people with the spirit of boldness and audacity. Let it be registered and signed by a partnership of your spirit upon their life. At the count of three, I release this grace. 1, 2, 3. Right now, everywhere. Take it. Take it. A bold spirit. Conquering territories. Conquering territories. For those who have seen a glimpse of their call and it looks too big to be real, what you look for is the spirit of boldness, like that one upon that Oyedepo. You can set your heart to a project and accomplish it without doubt. I prophesy by the oracle miracle of the Spirit. I declare it comes upon men. It comes upon women. At the count of three, help them. 1, 2, 3. Right now, take it. By fire. By fire. By fire. When other men, we say we are like grasshoppers. When other men, we say we are like midgets. There is a spirit that makes a man say we are yet able. We are well able to conquer. I declare again, the spirit of boldness. The devil goes around as a roaring lion. You too, you must manifest as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Holy Ghost, at the count of three, baptize them with the spirit of boldness. Baptize them with the spirit of boldness. 1, 2, 3. Now, take it. Receive grace. Grace to dare. There are certain people in our midst. Strange spirits. Strange spirit has continued to walk by you. You are conscious, but you are not conscious of God. You are conscious of other elements, and they continue to make themselves real, real. Some of them even step out into your encounters to give you their nomenclature. You are conscious of things that are not of God. Tonight, a swift sword of deliverance separates you from those elements. Spirit husbands, spirit wives, hear my voice. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I declare by the fire of the Lord, I dissolve every link. I dissolve every link by fire right now. Holy Ghost, touch by fire. I break links. I break links. I break links. Thank you, Jesus. Now. Leave them. Be gone. Be gone. I break the links now. Please help them everywhere. There's somebody at the back there. I see the fire of the Lord fell there. Help that person now by fire. By fire. By fire. Help her, help her, help her. By fire. When other people enjoy favor, there are people here that the spirit of servitude follow them, making sure that their face will never ever attract any reward. People want to punish you when they see you. Something is wrong and you are the one they always suspect. Your life is playing out like that until this night. Something will tear that veil of wickedness from your life. Now at the count of three, Holy Ghost, do a quick walk. 1, 2, 3. Touch. 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 I end that season now. The veil is torn. The veil is torn. Please help them. Help them at the back there. Help that brother there. The veil is torn. Help them. Help them. Help them. This life would never be the same. Make me your fire, make me your flame.
This life would never be the same.
me aflame.
Did you walk into this place with one negative experience or the other? This song is your prophecy. Did you enter here never enjoying favor? Things will finish before it gets to your turn. People accuse you when they have not even verified the news. You are telling the truth and nobody ever believes you. These are patterns and handwritings of spirits. The body without the spirit is dead. The identity of a body is the spirit that possessed it.
Make me your flame.
My life would never be the same. Make me your fire, make me your flame. Think about your parents. This life would never be the same.
Make me your fire, make me your flame.
I come, Yahweh, I come. To the altar of incense I come. I come, Yahweh, I come. To the mountains of Zion I come. I come, oh, I come,
Yahweh, I come,
to the altar,
to the altar of incense, I come.
I come, oh,
I come, Yahweh, I come,
to the mountains,
to the mountains of Zion, I come.
Say, ho, oh, oh, my life,
my life will never be the same.
Oh, 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 oh,
make me a fire, make me a flame.
Amen. Such a mighty visitation. You are leaving this meeting knowing I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Guys, in case you ever feel afraid, in case the news you are getting from the media, and I tell you what it is intended for, just look at me, I beg you, 1 minute before we go. Everything on those platforms, with the exception of intelligent, kingdom-oriented media ministries that put content out there intelligently, every other thing is laced with a negative lining in order to put your heart to a disposition where you are more conscious of the wickedness of Satan than the presence of God, so that before you go out, your first thought is, Kai, the way the world is like this now, that thought has made, I told you, a spirit is as powerful as the consciousness you have of it. But meetings like this was designed and engrafted by the Spirit to make you conscious of God, full of the Holy Spirit. I know who I am. You arrive your house this night, as you enter, you knew that God just entered this house. It is when you begin to live like that, miracles will become your normal lifestyle, because everything around you will be responding to the knowledge that is true to you. In your own reality, God is with you all the time. So you don't need to come to an akazo before power will break out. Power is with you all the time. I say this with all humility, respectfully speaking. We close from FCS this day we just finished a prayer meeting like this, and I prayed that day. I asked the Lord to put fire in my eyes, because then a song came out by Frank Edwards describing God that I think he comes with fire in his eyes, a song like that. So I made that my prayer point for a long time, and I forgot I prayed it. We closed and I came out of the prayer meeting, and all these years there was a witch in the ushering team serving as an usher along us. And I have been an usher for 2 years as a then, and there was no level of prayer that unveiled the code in which the witch has concealed her merchandise. And so that day we closed, and they say, shake hands with somebody and tell them you are blessed, as FCS would do. And I was shaking hands, and I shook her hands, and she looked at my eyes. Instantly, the hair tie in her head, like madness, instantly removed it and began to confess. And I knew that the things men ask for can be given to them. I just prayed about it a few minutes ago. Lord, give me the eyes of fire. And now I became conscious that these eyes are fire. All of a sudden, a witch peeped into that eye, and the response was a validation of the things I have received. What have you received today? What came upon you today? What dimension of God did you carry out of this meeting today? What are you going back to your house with? What are you going back to your job with? What are you taking into your relationship with? What are you leaving this place with to that hospital? That's your loved one who has been sick. What dimension of God did you handle today? Once you become conscious, I'm walking in power, I'm walking in miracles, I live a life of favor.
But I know who I am.
I'm walking in power, I walk in miracles,
I live the life of favor. Cause I know who I am.
It's a reality. Do you know who you are? Are you conscious? When you want to say yes to a brother, brothers, enter that relationship knowing that, Kai, I'm about to bless this lady with myself. You know you came with a value. Sisters, don't beg anybody to ask you out. You are valuable. You enter his life. Let me share something with you. It's not for excitement. Listen, I'm telling you the truth by God. If you deploy your true identity, the day you enter a brother's life, the blessing of God has entered his life. It was designed that marriage will become the blessing for a man. It says, he that findeth a wife has found a good thing, and he has obtained favor from the Lord. The favor that the young man did not have all his years, you entered his life with it. You must know who you are.
Was a child that came in my Sarkin Yakineke.
Was a child that came in my Sarkin Yakineke.
Was a child that came in my
just the voices.
He
says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. God is as powerful as he is high in your life. It is how conscious you are. If God is exalted in your life, the power of God will be manifested in an elaborate fashion. If he is lifted up, he will draw you to himself. I don't know where God is in your life. If God is
none of the priorities, you will not see a priority move of God. It's a call for us to make God our emphasis tonight, and every other thing will register with that truth.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnacazoMissionInternational.AMI, or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.